Blog Talk Radio.
With a little love and some tenderness.
Stand by for passion.
We'll walk upon the water. We'll rise above the mist. With a little peace.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. Passions is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. This podcast is streaming worldwide on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Today's live mention is for Lake Worth Injury and Wellness, located at 7749 Lake Worth Road in Lake Worth, Florida. 33467 for the zip on that. Very important information for this amazing practice. If you'd like more information or to book an appointment, the number is 561-434-9949. That's 561-434-9949. I want to acknowledge the entire team and Dr. Selinger. They are caring and professional. This office practices sanitization and provides a relaxing atmosphere. There is a Zen factor associated with this practice. Today's topic of discussion is optimism. My guest speaker is calling in from Lake Worth, Florida, to share a message with the listeners. Chiropractic physician Dr. Craig Selinger is a prime example of optimism. I recently met him and feel grateful to have the opportunity to experience his level of care. Let me bring Dr. Selinger on the line.
Hi. Great to be here, Deborah. Honored and blessed.
Thank you so much for being with me today. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
So
today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about optimism, and we're going to also talk about the practice. So we have a lot to get in for the 30 minutes. And I'm going to just start off and talk about a few things of optimism, and then I'm going to call on you to interject with me. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefulness and confidence about the future or the successful outcome of something. We're talking about optimism today. Optimists see the positive side of things. They believe they have the ability to make good things happen. An optimistic perspective can improve your mood, set goals, and have a greater sense of purpose. What I also learned doing the study and the definition on this one word, because Dr. Selinger and I are going to break it down, is optimism is a skill. We can learn to look at the world through positive lenses. Optimists look at the bright side, focusing ahead. It brings people together, and it creates a cohesiveness that is infectious. Faith is having an optimistic attitude, even when it seems the situation is hopeless. Dr. Selinger, please give me your thoughts.
Yeah, so I think optimism is so important in a patient's ability to recover from any kind of an injury or even illnesses. When I think of optimism, I think of hope. And if patients have hope, they're more likely going to follow through with the exercises that we prescribe, any kind of activities that we tell them to do, they're going to do. And they're going to also avoid activities or doing things that are going to stymie their recovery. So hope it's such an important aspect, the mindset of somebody being able to heal and get better. So I've actually had instances when I've seen people that didn't have hope, that lost hope, and they just don't follow through. They just don't try to help themselves. And nowadays, you as a patient have to be your best advocate, your star advocate. And that comes from your mindset and your belief that you can get better.
That's good stuff. Good stuff, Dr. Selinger. I also think optimism, you know, is defined as a personality trait. And those type of people are looking for that positive expectation. And I just see a lot of positive from you, and I'm enlightened to listen to you and learn from you, but also see you in action at the practice. We're going to talk about some things that's going on. First, your bio was amazing, Bachelor of Science, MBA in healthcare, and you're over 20 years in the healthcare business, correct?
Correct.
I want to talk about what's going on in the office, how you're helping people. Number one, we're going to definitely touch on the acupuncture, your active release. And I just want to ask you where you would like to start on that.
Yeah. So I've been practicing chiropractic for about 28 years now. I went to chiropractic school at Life College, and I was on a mission to help people recover from injuries, to be able to restore themselves in their spine. And I feel I've helped a lot of people with chiropractic, and I've also gotten help by seeing people heal, seeing people's amazing resilience, and witnessing how powerful optimism could be for somebody to get better. In my office, I've learned also to combine different therapies, modalities that work with patients. We combine in our office chiropractic. We also use acupuncture as well. We use therapeutic exercises to help patient decrease adhesions and scar tissue, increase their mobility, and sometimes aid in taking off pressure of pinched nerves. I think it's also important to create an environment in the office with soothing music and aromatherapy to help a patient to heal and to be able to hold on to that hope and to feel that they're supported in their journey to get better. So
you definitely feel better after you leave the office. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So I know we've talked a little bit about chiropractic. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the different things that we use in our office. Chiropractic, what we do is we'll try to find where in the spine, vertebra, one of the bones in the neck or back, is out of alignment, not moving well, and will help to get that bone to move better and be in proper alignment so it's not putting pressure on nerves. We'll do acupuncture. Acupuncture has been around for thousands of years. It is a type, it recognizes the energy system in the body or energy in the body called qi. And there's all these different rivers or energy channels called meridians in the body that will help with certain stimulation, certain acupuncture needles and points will help to unblock those blockages in that qi, that life energy force in the body, helping us to be able to heal. We use exercises like I spoke about. It's very important for people to be able to move. Movement is essential in people's healing. We'll use athletic taping to help stabilize and support areas that in some cases they're healing and they're not stable enough to do certain activities, so we'll help them there. And we'll do some traditional physical therapy or physiotherapy type modalities like electric muscle stem, ultrasound, heat, with the moist heat, which I like a lot better than heating pads, all to help the body heal and for people to feel better and to be able to continue on that healing journey.
Thank you, Dr. Selinger. I really like, I think there's just some of those old school values. I said it earlier this week, how we get the heat. It's more like a moist heat, and it's just more healing. You send the patients home with the Samba cream and an ice or heat pack. But when you go in the office, you feel very well cared for. And also, can we please touch on the electric stimulation machine and the ultrasound?
Sure. So electric muscle stimulation, what we do is we have these sticky pads. Everybody gets their own set of sticky pads. That's very important. We want to maintain the level of cleanliness, sanitary. Some practices, they would use other people's electric pads. But everybody get their own electric pads in our office. And we'll place these on the muscle and certain areas of the muscles. And there's different type of electric muscle stems, but for the most part, what it's doing is it's helping to get the muscles to eventually relax. It's helping to increase circulation, decrease pain. There's some theories, a gait theory, which will the brain goes into a will recognize pain in an area for prolonged periods of time sometimes, and the electric stimulation, what it can do is can override that stimulation that the brain is getting to feeling that pain, and it will subside. The pain will subside because it kind of like disconnects or interferes with that persistent signal of pain. So we'll use the electric muscle stem. Ultrasound is sound waves that go through a head, an instrument that we put on the patient's body, and the sound waves go back and forth through the skin. It doesn't hurt, and we'll move the sound head around. And the therapeutic ultrasound, the sound waves go back and forth quickly, creating friction, increasing heat, and increasing circulation and blood flow to muscles and areas that of the back or the neck or shoulder, whatever area we're working on, to increase healing. The more blood flow we can get to the area, helps the body to be able to heal the area by increasing blood flow to an area that needs it, that's injured. There are other uses of electric muscle stems. Sometimes you can use it down the road if a muscle is in contraction where it's in spasm and you could fatigue it or tire it out. So there's different things you can do with those different modalities that we'll be able to use in our office.
I love the office. I think that there's a lot of tools that you teach the patients to use. The bands, the exercises, the balls, like you helped me with my thoracic region this week, and you're stretching out, and it just, you feel good when you leave the office. And I just want to continue on with, also let's talk about in the office when people want to try something or maybe they're not sure of it, can you give your opinion on that? If somebody might say, hey, I've never had chiropractic care, XXX, I can say to the listeners, when you go see Dr. Selinger, you're going to basically get a physical, a type of a physical, and it's very thorough. And I'm going to have you elaborate on that, doctor.
Yeah, thanks. So we will do a standard physical exam. Where we're going to be checking, checking your range of motion, looking at your posture, palpating the muscles around your spine or your shoulder or whatever area where we are doing the exam on. We're going to also be looking at things that are not traditionally that you would think relates to neck pain or back pain or shoulder pain. Sometimes we have to check other body systems, because sometimes we think that we have a pain in our back, but it's really caused by something, a heart condition or a liver condition or a kidney problem. So we have to be aware of the whole person and have to look at different body systems to make sure, and also to make sure that there's no red flags, that we're able to treat you and see you, and you're not somebody that has to go immediately to the hospital or something like that. We're going to do a chiropractic exam, which will look at how your bones or the joints in the spine are moving. We're going to be looking for misalignments using leg checks, palpation. We'll be using x-ray in the office as well to look at the alignment and also to rule out any red flags or reasons that that could be more serious, requiring other attention. So we'll take x-rays as well to look at that and to evaluate a patient. And then after we do that, we'll find out where the problem areas are, and we will design or craft a care plan to help the patient get better. And I like to teach patients things they can do at home too, because that's going to be important for their recovery. Having a patient come in all the time and me adjusting them or doing some kind of therapy is not, you know, it's maybe a little too old fashioned. We like to teach patients things they can do at home to better their condition as well. So taking it from just being the responsibility of the chiropractor or the doctor to putting it on the patient and getting them in charge and having them do things that they can help get themselves better. So that's very important for them to be able to do. So those are the basic things. And also, a lot of people, this is really important, they see things on the internet or YouTube about chiropractic, and they see somebody just cracking someone's neck, and they might be afraid. And I understand that. And that's there's many different approaches to adjusting or to helping patients. It doesn't always involve a type of fast or high velocity adjustment where you hear bones clicking or you hear joints popping. We use instruments and that will gently help assist in bones moving back in place or moving more freely. So there's different techniques we use, and we use the techniques that we feel will best help the patient and where they're at right then and there. So patients are different. Everybody's different. You can have somebody that is a lot more older, where they have frail bones and a frail spine. And then you can also have somebody that's 20 years old and is a gymnast, and that person has the ability to endure or handle more advanced stretching and type of adjusting and things of that nature. So it's really important to, you know, look at the person and see where they're at, and then tailor a treatment that's going to work best for them.
Thanks so much, Dr. Selinger. That's a lot of good information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I have Dr. Craig Selinger on the line from Lake Worth Injury and Wellness. He's a chiropractic physician and much more. I am a patient of his. And I'm just talking about the practice today, and we're also breaking down optimism. Dr. Selinger, you're a prime example of optimism, and I've really been learning a lot, just, you know, getting the experience. I've had chiropractic care since I'm 17, but I love your good old-fashioned modalities, and the way you do your intake for each patient, you treat them individual. And yesterday we were talking, and you said, Debbie, the body has the ability to heal itself, and trauma creates blockages. For people that are just tuning in, can we just share a little bit about acupuncture and how that may be a healing factor?
Yes, absolutely. So, trauma can cause blockages in the body, and our Chinese medicine recognizes they call the life force in the body qi. And in our body, we have an electromagnetic energy called qi, which is the life force in the body. And that qi runs throughout the body, and it travels along different channels or rivers in the body. We call them meridians. And these channels are sometimes blocked. And if there's a blockage, the body's not going to function as well. And by unsticking or helping the flow of qi, it will help the body to function better. That is the essence of Chinese medicine, to be able to restore balance, the balance of qi, a person's qi in their body. And the acupuncture needles can help to open up that flow of qi in certain areas of the body. And we use that in our office, combining it with chiropractic treatment to help patients heal faster than, you know, when we combine therapies. I found through my own experiences that we can help people a little faster. Sometimes we'll, approach things in that manner, and they'll open up and they'll be able to make some more gains. So that's how we use acupuncture. I think it's helped me. I've been treated by use of acupuncture, and I found it's helped me. And when I had some good experiences myself, I learned how to do acupuncture and got certified, and now I'm able to perform that on my patients and share that with them.
Thank you, Dr. Selinger. It really is a healing practice, and I appreciate your care and just this level of goodness when you go into the office. I would like to give the whole team another shout-out. I believe they're going to be listening to the archive file. It's very special when you go to a new practice, and just from the beginning when you walk in the door, it's a big, great energy and a smile. And do you have anything to say to the staff, sir?
Oh, yeah. I could tell you that I would not be able to do what I do without my staff. They are, we're on a team. We're all part of a team. And I'm blessed and lucky to have found some great people that are on my team that we can deliver the excellent care to patients in the area. But that's also what I think has made our office do better with patients is the staff, is the team, is their compassion, their caring, their ability to be detail-oriented and make sure that everyone is being taken care of and not, you know, just being brushed over. Their needs are being addressed, and I'm so grateful for the staff and the team that I'm on here.
Thank you, Dr. Selinger. The team is as good as the leader. I see you in action, and it's really nice after so many years. You're like smiling, you're bouncing around, and you can tell you feel good, and you're there to help your patients. So I'm very enlightened by you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed a live podcast, this show will be available archived on Spotify and iHeart, Google Podcasts. And today I have Dr. Selinger on the line with me. He's calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. We're talking about his practice and the team because he really cares about what he's doing. There's a lot of experience behind this doctor, but there's a lot of humbleness, humility, if I'm saying that correctly. I just feel like you're very humble for being so successful.
Thank you. I think that I look at what I do as a gift that I could share with people. And I feel it's my duty, my mission to help as many people as we can. And also recognize that the body is the greatest healer, not the provider. So I just want to do whatever I can to help decrease any interference or blockages, what have you, and provide the environment for the patient and their body to heal and recover from whatever, either chronic injury or recent injury that they've had. So, and like what we spoke about before, optimism is I look at that as hope. And it's so essential because people that don't have hope, they give up. They don't do the exercises, they give up. And I think on a mental level, once a person gives up on them, on their healing, on themselves, the body, and I don't necessarily know what study or if this could be backed by science, but I believe in what I've seen in the past when people give up mentally, they decline physically. So for me, in our office, we want to foster that environment that gives people hope. And that's so important. And it's not just important if somebody has a pinched nerve in their neck or they have a disc injury or they have some kind of muscle strain, but it having hope is important in, I think, all aspects of our life. So that's it. If we lose that and we become too pessimistic, then it just doesn't set ourselves up to win and to be able to fully express ourselves as a person, as a being.
Thank you, Dr. Selinger. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the message, optimism. Dr. Craig Selinger is calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. We've broken down this amazing topic of optimism. We're down to about 90 seconds. Dr. Selinger, I want to thank you so much for being with me on the air today.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you so much. Stand by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Passions Podcast is available for sponsorship and advertisers. You can call the talk show line off the air at 561-856-0100. I thank everybody for tuning in today and have a wonderful day. God bless.
Okay. All right.